Joe, settle in and get ready for tips on dealing with stress, creating healthier relationships with others, and dealing with the ups, downs, and in-betweens of building a business and living life in a digital world. I'm your host, Courtney Jones, and thanks for tuning in. What's good, feisty kittens? How you doing? Thanks for tuning in to the Straight from the Hip with Courtney podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Jones. And this week, I'm going to jump right in and I'm making up for lost time. It's been a couple of days since the last episode. And I had actually planned on doing it a little bit earlier in the week because it had been. But I had a little emotional recovery that I had to go through. Yes, I had to wait to see the season finale of Love is Blind. I had to know, like, what is happening here? So I didn't let myself watch any of the spoiler videos, any of that. And so before I go off into a crazy tangent, I think some people know I've never really been a TV watcher. So just over the past couple of months, moved into the new digs. So I have discovered the art and the soothingness of the Netflix binge watching. So I thought that I would catch up. I have a little bit different as far as like choice of viewing. A lot of the shows that I watch are kind of skewered. I love the show Lock and Key and Gentified. The show set in East LA is hilarious. So I've been kind of binge watching a little bit, but I don't really get emotionally attached to TV shows, and that's been kind of one of my reasons for why I never watch TV. I never really, I always like try to stay pretty active most of my life. So for the most part, when it's a TV show, you have to be emotionally committed to the show in order to literally tune in every week or every episode. So that just always seemed like too much of a commitment. It could be why I'm single, but it just seemed like too much of a commitment. Like, do I have to do this every single week? Like, well, what if friends invite me out for a drink? And I go, oh, I can't because my show comes on at 8. Like, do you have those friends that are like that? Like, I have one friend who literally our social schedule revolved around her TV shows. And it's like, so, and I try not to be that person, but you know, so I really am embracing this whole Netflix thing where I can just sit down. I got 2 hours. Let me just knock out this whole season. Like, I'm in love here. So it's been interesting. I've been trying to keep myself down to, you know, just a show a week. My favorite Korean dramas. I love the dramas, the TV shows. Everybody's so feisty. Like, everyone's so feisty. The girls are so gentle. And it's like, and the guys are like so like charming yet awkward. So I love it. But my deepest love, my deepest emotion, it has been reserved for reality shows. I admit it. Yes, I admit it. And not just any reality shows, because I'm going to give the disclaimer here before I have friends who know me before they start pushing the buzzer like, no, don't even try it, because I am kind of the anomaly in my group of friends because I don't actually watch reality shows. Now, I have seen a few episodes of The Kardashians. I've seen maybe one or two episodes of Love and Hip Hop. I've seen an episode of Black Ink Crew. And I've also seen, let's see here, when I happen to be at other friends' houses who are deep, like, into the housewives, I have had the honor and excitement of watching the Potomac as well as the, what are they called in California? The Orange County housewives. I have watched a few episodes of those as well. So, you know, I try to pop in every now and again and figure out what everybody else's reality is. So I enjoy it. But again, not too committed to seeing what happens next week. So when I stumbled upon this trending and very exciting reality show genre, and I actually remember My mother is the one who turned me onto this like a couple of years ago. She was watching the show Love at First Sight. And I remember thinking, like, what? Like, what? Dating is hard enough, people. Please take it from me. Now, you know, it's like, and if you know me, you've heard me whine. And it's like, but the dating app things, like they're frightening to me. Like, I'm not good at it. I'm like always wondering where the conversation is. So I've been slightly awkward in that arena. So just the concept, just alone of like meeting somebody and like marrying them, like at the first time that you meet them, like in Love at First Sight, you literally get married and like you meet the person at the altar. So like that's about as scary as I can imagine. But like I started watching the show, I became fascinated. Like I just was like hanging on the edge of my seat. Like what is gonna happen here? Like are they gonna fall in love? Because you want to believe that love is out there. And I know that when you're in the digital online world, it can seem like everything is moving so fast, and relationships do the same thing. You know, it's like people meet each other, like they might meet on a chat app, they chat a couple of times, they exchange phone numbers. Like 6 months later, they visited each other three or four times, they're getting married, they got a baby on the way. Like life moves fast when you're online, and especially in the dating game. Or so I've heard. So I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to get my feet wet. But in the meantime, I have the solace of this new trend of reality shows where it's people who are looking for love and they're tired of looking for it in all the wrong places. So where do they go for help? The reality world. Yes, and I'm loving it. So my newest craze, in case you haven't guessed by now, is Love is Blind. Now I'm really fascinated with this one because I actually found myself, even though the premise of Love is Blind frightened me, the thought that, and then actually the way the whole concept of the show is they bring a group of people together. I think it was like 10, 20 people. They bring these people together. They have these little pods where they actually have to, they have conversations with each other. So they go on dates. They go on these actual dates, but each person is in their own little individual pod. It's a nice little room. It's got like a couch. Like they can sit back, they can chill. So it's almost like you're on a first date, like somebody maybe came over to your house to hang out. You just can't see them. So they're in their own little pod, and you guys have like 4 feet of wall that are separating. And so you actually get, so this actually falls more in line with me and how I feel comfortable in like meeting people. So I was kind of taken by the premise, I will admit, from the very beginning. But so this concept is that they go on these multiple dates, they talk to each other, they ask each other the deepest questions. Although I will say on this show, I was a little frustrated that people didn't ask deeper questions while they were still in the pod, because it was almost like a, if you've ever been like in one of those like musical dating kind of situations, or like the lunch and a date where like you have lunch with people, but you have like you talk for 5 minutes, then you have to get up and go to the next table and meet someone new. They use it at icebreakers a lot. So it kind of was that concept. Like the first week, they're actually getting to know everybody. So there really was like everybody was kind of dating everyone else. You couldn't see what anybody looked like. So you literally are forced to get to know the person and to form an emotional or intellectual bond first before you actually get sidetracked by the looks. Because ladies, we all know, fellas too, like we have these mental pictures of what our ideal is. And then sometimes some of us, I might be in that category, but sometimes, like, we go for what we consider our type, and then we find ourselves on the other end of that, like, oh, why didn't it work? But I have found just in experience that if you're not conscious of that and you're not really self-aware, you'll just end up dating the same person over and over and over. And it's like, and you can kind of look at their pictures. Like, if you line up and you're like, ooh, they almost look like they're related. Like, so, and then if they don't have physical characteristics, they're other personality characteristics or quirks that the people share. And it's because we're kind of like, we're going for that type as opposed to for, so it's more like that in marketing where we're going for more of what we want as opposed to what we actually need sometimes. So this was an incredible premise for me, this Love is Blind. And it kind of went like how I thought it would. And it was, so they're the musical chairs the first week. They're going from pod to pod. They're getting to know each other. They're kind of basing, like, personality-wise, how they like each other. Then things get serious, like, close to the second week. Then they kind of pair off. They start deciding, oh, I think I like this person a little bit more than I like the other. But the entire, like, series goes, it's, like, quick. It's, like, 4 or 5 weeks all together. So they literally ask the person to marry them while they're in the pod. So then you come out of the pod, you're like, hey, you're my new hubby, or you're my new fiance. So you get all excited and everything. You finally get to put a voice to the face. And so it was interesting to see that some people were still trying to hold on to what their type was, even though they said that they had fallen for the person's personality in the pod. So if you watch the show, you know, like, one of the people that really stressed me out through the entire thing was Jessica, because she just could not figure out, like, what she wanted. And then when she did figure out what she wanted, she was not willing to be honest about it with anybody on the show. So she kind of fell in love with somebody who she really, really liked. He was down to the wire. He had to pick one person. He ended up picking, like, the one person on the show that I could not stand, a very aggressive chick. Unfortunately, Barnett, I don't know. Like, I'm wondering if maybe he's going to have problems, like, further down the line. Because Amber, as he said, all throughout the process was very intense. She seemed like a handful. So Barnett, the cutest thing ever, just so cute. You could tell that, like, in his home, he's like the younger brother. The family all, like, looks at him like, oh, he's the nice one. So, like, the mom, like, you could tell his family didn't necessarily warm up to Amber, but, you know, they're open-minded. I guess they love him. They trust his judgment enough that they're willing to, hey, just roll with it and see what happens. But so Jessica, also, because that's kind of one of the things I thought about when I first started watching the show. I'm like, when they're talking about everyone musical cheering in the pods, and it's like, so what happens if two people like the same person? And it's like, and yes, didn't have to wait long for it. So Jessica and Amber both like Barnett. Barnett completely confused through the entire thing. Just one of your typical, I think Lauren had referred to him on the show as, like, your typical frat boy. And he kind of came across as that. And so I'm interested to see long term, like, how they work. But just cute, you know, just very relaxed, very comfortable with himself. So, like, the two ladies fall in love with him. He ends up picking Amber. And so Jessica kind of is like, well, all right, let me fall back on my fallback plan. So she has another guy who really, really likes her on the show, Mark. Mark really likes her. She's saying that she likes him. But every time the couples get together, like, as a group, they have, like, one where they get together, they're at the pool, once they're having drinks. Every single time, like, Jessica keeps, like, finding excuses to go hang out with Barnett. Like, so you could tell that she never really got over him. But she went all the way to the end of the whole, like, series. She got all the way to the end of the season. And then they get up to the altar. They have to decide if they're going to get married or not. And she... well, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but she let her true colors show. So there were a couple of couples that I just from the very beginning thought, and the ones that did not walk away from the aisle together, I had kind of pegged them ahead of time. And so one of the couples that I really dearly liked, Lauren and Cameron, an interracial couple, Lauren, a black woman, Karen, a white man, and both of them, lived in Atlanta, Georgia. So it's interesting to see how that will turn, like, play out long term as far as introducing each other to family members and that sort of thing. I lived in Georgia for like 7 years, and coming from a city like Denver, where I'd grown up in, as Solange says, the white spaces of the West. So it was like, it was a whole new world. I would start singing right now, but we all know I can't carry a tune. So, but it was a whole new world, like, moving to Atlanta as a black woman, like, in the early 2000s. So, and I joked to my friends, and I was like, you know, I, coming from a place like Colorado, walking into Atlanta, it felt like I was in a penny candy store, and I had, like, a pocket full of change. Like, it was beautiful. Like, the men were, like, very, like, gracious, like, hey, beautiful, even if you, like, had just woke up, you're taking the trash out, your hair's all over your head, they're like, hey, gorgeous. So it was definitely like a it was awesome. Let's just put it that way. So I'm sure that Cameron has just been blown away like myself. And so living there, I'm interested to see just how they mesh and how their families mesh. But this was like the cutest couple, like from day one. Like, I just love them. Like, I just thought they were so cute together. Both of them just seemed so very sincere. Both of them seemed very like their heads were, this is what I'm here to do. There were a few couples, like I said, I'm like, are they trying to get a reality show like career? Will we see them on other shows? Like, I don't know. But I felt with these two, Lauren and Cameron, that both of them were sincerely looking for love. And they were kind of willing to take the risk and just see what happens, kind of leave it to the experts. And it seemed like it worked out very well for both of them. They make the just an awesome couple. I just really love the way that Cameron was kind of embraced by Lauren's family, even though her dad had some hesitations. But I really loved how they embraced him and they were willing to accept him because Lauren did. And I think that that's really important if you're going to try to make a long-term life with somebody. Like, that is very, very important. So it did seem like, you know, they're kind of on the right page. Both of them just very, you know, I'm always talking about the emotional intelligence. Both of them just seem to have just such a strong sense of presence. Both of them very self-aware, and both of them it displayed incredible levels of emotional intelligence in just the way that they interacted with each other, the questions that they asked each other, and just how, you know, candid and open and willing they were to face whatever challenges would come their way in deciding to allow love to be blind in their relationship. So I just thought it was really awesome. And so interested to see just how it's going to work out. There was one couple who I was hoping was going to work. It was Kenny, and I can't remember the ladies that he was going to marry, but she kind of like got down to the wire and just decided, nope, it's not for me. And I felt like he was also very gracious, very emotionally intelligent and saying, hey, it didn't work for me today, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to work for me at all. It was a little shocking. I thought if anybody, it would be him that changed his mind and not her. But Kenny was all in. The other young lady was just like, I'm 33. I guess I should know what I want, but apparently it's not this today. And she was out. And you got to respect someone who can say, this is not for me, as opposed to just going along with it because you're like, well, our family's here. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. That's like the worst excuse ever to stay in a relationship with somebody because you didn't want to hurt their feelings. What? Are you serious? Because I'm sure it would hurt their feelings way more if you stayed with them and you didn't actually like them. So I felt like this young lady, she did the right thing. But so it took me on an emotional roller coaster here, people. And so I've been working on, and I think I did a just a sneak preview of the dating episode. And so that I just kind of documenting some of my trials and tribulations in the dating world, and just really like trying out like for this, what's it like being single in the 21st century where you can date people all over the world. It's been really fascinating, and not only date, but you can meet and interact and connect with so many people from so many different walks of life. And as you can see, I've been giving myself the pep talk. Can you tell that I had to mentally steer myself, mindset people? I had to go into the whole situation like, okay, just don't set yourself up for disappointment. We're going in, we're going to make new friends, and we'll see what happens from there. So like, it's nice to have like those guidelines, those boundaries for navigating that whole crazy wild, wild west of the online dating sites. So, and it's scary, like the apps and everything, you never know. For me, I'm a talker. I'm a talker. So for me, like the chatting thing, it gets old. I'll start like chatting back. I'll forget. I'm watching something on TV. Maybe the phone rang. Maybe I went in to pour another cup of coffee. I forgot I didn't hit the send button. Next thing you know, you get a message from someone who isn't quite as emotionally intelligent or empathetic, or hey, maybe just having other things going on in their life. They get irritated because you didn't respond right back. Like you never know. So I try and be on point. You know, I try and dot my I's, cross my T's, people. But it's a lot. There's a lot of work that goes into this whole dating thing. So I do commend people that have the courage that can get on a show like Love is Blind or Love at First Sight. Like, that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of confidence in yourself and the experts, but it does take a lot of confidence in yourself and knowing that you can tune in enough with yourself to be able to be very emotionally intelligent on what you pick as what's right for you. So just really interesting to see. And so have emotionally recovered now so I can come back and talk about the mundane that goes on and in the world of online living. But just had to get that out. And I'd like to know your thoughts. Like, are you, is that like a crazy show to you? Do you watch Love is Blind? Who did you think was going to stay together? Like, did your picks come through if you do watch Love is Blind? And would you go on a show like that? I'm thinking about it, people. I'm thinking about it because I trust the experts. I trust the experts because I figure, like, I don't know. Like, what if my, like, hey, my track record, not too great the last, like, I don't know, year or so. So, like, just, like, what is that something that you would try? And also, I would love to know your personal, I won't call them horror stories, but I would like to know, I would like to hear your stories about your adventures in the world of dating in the 21st century. Like, what are, I want to hear your good stories, your bad stories. Did you get married? Did you find the love of your life on the on some dating app? Are you like a Tinder titan? Like, I want to know. I need tips and tricks, people. And hey, if you got some good ones, leave them in the comments, leave a voicemail. Like, I will hit you up. It's like, I'll bring you on the show. I'll have you tell all your business to everybody, okay? Because we need to know this. There are people out here, not everybody is confident just raising their hand and asking the questions like I am. I know, feisty kittens, that's why I'm here to be your voice. And I have feisty kittens out there right now. They're like, how is this working for people? So if you are one of those that can answer those questions, if you've experienced the dating world, if you're a champion of the dating world, if you enjoy dating more than you actually are like enjoy the thought of a long-term relationship, then hey, hit me up. Because that's one of the things I've been wanting to know. And I can't get answers on these sites, but they're like, they give you the option of saying like, what's a long-term, I want a long-term relationship, I just want friends. And I see some people put short-term relationship, and so like, I'm wondering, like, what is a short-term relationship? Like, I'm assuming it's longer than chat, but it's not as long as a relationship. So is a short-term relationship, is that like 3 months? Is that a like a long weekend? Is that, hey, let's have drinks, maybe we'll hook up and then I just won't ever swipe to the right again? Like, what is a short-term relationship? Like, the inquiring feisty kitten minds want to know. So if you got answers to these and all the other questions, please hit me up in the show notes. Hit me up, leave a voicemail. Make sure you write in the comments, but I need to know. And I'm going to be compiling like all the best ones. I'm going to see if I, hey, and so don't be surprised if I hit you up on social media and like, hey, can I record, call you really fast and record you for the show? Then, hey, be on your toes and be ready. Because I'm all over this because we need to know. Because I've been looking at some of the dating things and I'm going to do just really short tips for how you can kind of keep your head above water, how you can keep from getting frustrated, and how you can make some new friends even if you don't find a love connection on just out in the dating world, and how you can confidently date in the 21st century in the online space. So all of that's going to be coming up, and but I, like I said, I want to know, and I want to know, what are your opinions? Would you ever go on a show like Love is Blind? Have you been on a show like Love is Blind? How do you get on a show like this? Inquiring minds want to know, feisty kittens. You're listening to the Straight from the Hip podcast with Courtney, where we're sipping on life, relationships, social media randomness, the future of work, and pop culture in a digital world. I'm your host, Courtney Jones, and thank you for joining me for Coffee and Convos. Have you ever told yourself or found yourself just in a frustrated place where you're like, oh, I can't do this? Or even maybe taking it as far as to doubt whether you really have the ability to run the life or the business that you really imagine. And it's like, I don't know if you realize this or not, but most of what we tell ourselves, either consciously or subconsciously on a daily basis, is an affirmation. And over time, we come to believe this self-talk and we become what we tell ourselves we are. And that's why it's so important, especially when you're trying to get that entrepreneur mindset, when you are trying to live the dream. It's so important to be careful and to be conscious of what you're telling yourself, because you are your own best friend. And so if your cheering section has doubts, then how confident are you going to be that you can really make things happen? And so at the end of the year, with the hustle and bustle of the holidays, it's like you want to look for ways that you can just drown out the craziness or avoid it altogether. So I want to tell you about first one of the coolest apps that I have on my phone. It's been on there for a while, and I find that I've gotten into the habit of using it on a regular basis, and it's an app that has really kind of kept me focused and kept me like on the right path, or at least on the path that I'm laying out for myself. And this app is called Mindset, and I'll put a link to it. You can find it on Google Play. It's on the Android store, so I'm not sure if there's an iOS app for it, and I'll check and see, but I will put the link to the Google Play. But this app, it allows you to retrain your mind using affirmations for the life that you would like to manifest, the life that you'd like to live, and the person that you want to become. Because we've heard it over and over again, if you change your thoughts, you change your life. And I tell people all the time, there's nothing, if you want to wrap your mind around what people mean by that when we say change your thoughts, change your life, think about how there's nothing that you look at in the physical world that did not first start as a thought. So that's why your thoughts are so important, because everything that you're looking at right now is based on the thoughts that you've had about yourself leading up until now. So at any time, you can change the way your future is by the way you're thinking right now. So I always tell everyone, free your mind and the rest will follow. So this holiday season, and to avoid the hustle bustle, move through it with flow. Whether your business is slowing down or speeding up, whether the family is getting crazier by the day, and Aunt Hattie you're hoping doesn't show up for this holiday dinner, it doesn't matter. Free your mind. Check out the Mindset app. It's in Google Play, and like I said, I'll leave a link. But it's definitely a way, and I know affirmations, they seem like so hokey until you get into the habit of repeating it. Like, think about right now, what are the thoughts that you're in the habit of repeating to yourself? And I bet you, if I give everyone this little exercise, just check in 5 minutes every hour and think about, what was I just thinking about? 9 times out of 10, you're telling yourself what you can't do, what's not going to work, what's not possible. So when you get into the habit of telling yourself how awesome things are going to go and how awesome things are going, then you start to see and recognize those things in your environment. So it's really important that you train your mind. And in this particular app, I like it so much because it's not just the hokey affirmations. It's on all areas of your life. So whether you're focused on making and improving your love and relationships, your health and wellness, financial freedom, your goal setting, or you just want to get in a more positive frame of mind, this app has it all. So I'm not getting paid for this, but I'm definitely moving with a lot more flow in my life. So go check it out, and I'll have the link in the show notes. But it's your mindset, man. Get your mindset right, free your mind, and the rest will follow. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, it's Courtney, and I just wanted to thank you for tuning in. I also wanted to remind you to to hit the subscribe button so you can be notified as soon as a new episode comes out. That's it. I don't want you to miss any of this delicious goodness. That's right. This ear candy that's keeping you motivated in the ups, downs, and in-betweens of life as a digital nomad and micro entrepreneur in the digital space. Enjoy the ride. So don't forget, hit the subscribe button and tell all your friends. Oh yeah, and if you're interested in working with me, hit the link in the bio.